Hey there everybody, this is Dark Helmet at AboveTopSecret.com, also known as Giants Fan over on SportsTalk.com. I'm going to go ahead and do my first of what will hopefully be many sports podcasts here on ATS, or BTS and ATS. I'm going to go ahead and do one almost as a test just to show how these things will go. So I'm going to pretty much give my ideas on who the National League and American League Baseball Cy Young and MVPs will be. I'll begin with the National League Cy Young. I think the National League Cy Young race will be one of the more interesting ones. There's three possibilities: Roger Clemens, Dontrell Willis, and Chris Carpenter. Roger Clemens has the ERA to win it, but he doesn't have the record. If people didn't look just at stats, then Roger Clemens would definitely be up there in the top vote getters, and quite possibly the winner. My vote, though, would probably go to Chris Carpenter. His ERA is higher than Roger Clemens, but his dominance over every team that he's played against has just been unbelievable, especially since the All-Star break. I think it's been 13 or so straight starts that he hasn't lost in. 13 straight wins, 12 straight wins, I think it is. I think my vote has to go to him. Another high possibility is obviously Dontrell Willis of the Florida Marlins. He too has 20 wins, and for a fourth-year player, he's just unbelievable. Definitely has the potential to win the Cy Young Award. But I feel that Chris Carpenter will edge Dontrell Willis out by a few votes. As for the American League Cy Young winner, I don't follow American League Baseball that much, so I'm not too sure exactly how I would vote on this one. Though, from what I've seen, John Garland and Bartolo Colon are definitely in the top three or four pitchers. Bartolo Colon has definitely helped out his team. They're fighting for a playoff spot right now. John Garland is part of the reason why the White Sox have the best record in the American League, and for a long time, the best record in the majors. While I want to say Bartolo, just because he is helping out greatly, along with Vladimir Guerrero, to keep the Angels in a playoff spot in the American League West, I still think John Garland will get it simply because of his dominance and his contributions to the team. I don't believe anybody would have thought that the White Sox would have had such a good record at this time of the season, at the very beginning of the season. On to the MVPs. I think these are a little bit easier to pick, especially in the National League. First off, I'll start off with Albert Pujols. Pujols will always finish in the top three MVP voting as long as he plays a full season anywhere. He's finished second to Bonds every year that he's been in the league. Had Bonds not played, he would have definitely won all three. He puts up monster numbers every single year, but his one downfall will be the backup he has. It hasn't been there all season this year. Scott Rowland, Jim Edmonds, David Eckstein, all those guys, Reggie Sanders, they've all been there, but they haven't quite produced. But if you take Pujols out of that lineup, they still win, especially with a guy named Chris Carpenter pitching for him. I believe he'll finish second in the voting. As for Derek Lee, had an awesome first season, and I don't want to take anything away from him, but I just don't see him finishing first or second in the voting. I do see him finishing third, however, because there are a lot of people out there that just go off purely as stats. So they're going to see that he has Triple Crown numbers, obviously he's not going to get the Triple Crown, but he definitely has Triple Crown numbers. He's first in hits, extra base hits, slugging percentage, on base percentage, and I think doubles as well. And only three of the last 93 MVPs, including A-Rod, Cal Ripken, and Mike Schmidt, have won the MVP on a team that finished 20 games out of first place. So I definitely don't think he's going to get it. If he does, I wouldn't be surprised, but I just see him finishing third in the voting. Being a Braves fan, I guess this could sound a little biased, but it's not. Andrew Jones is the definite pick. Not only because of his stats, he's going to finish with over 50 home runs, maybe 130 RBI, maybe even 140 RBI. He's carried the Braves team. I know we've had a lot of help from Jeff Francoeur, Marcus Giles, all of those guys, but if Jones hadn't been there, we wouldn't be in first place right now and on our way to a 14th consecutive division title. He just... can't talk right now. The other people on our team, they help keep us in the game, but with our horrible bullpen, when we get down and we have to go into extra innings, there's Jones to hit a walk-off home run or a walk-off double. He's always there to get a game-winning hit. I do believe he is tied for first place in all of the majors with game-winning RBI hits. And that's definitely something you want to look at in an RBI, in a MVP candidate. But going back to Andrew Jones, Derek Lee, and Albert Pujols, all three of them together, I would not be surprised to see any of the three win it. In the American League, I see it between two people, Alex Rodriguez and Vladimir Guerrero, with tied for third, possibly David Ortiz or Manny Ramirez. For David Ortiz, it's pretty obvious why he would be a good choice. Very good clutch hitter. Hits monster home runs and just racks up the RBI like nobody else. But he's not as big a star as A-Rod. And he hasn't quite contributed as much to his team's success as Guerrero. So I think he'll finish in third place. But for the top two people, pretty sure it's either going to be Guerrero or Rodriguez in first. For A-Rod, he's just a beast. I hate to admit it, I hate the Yankees, but yes, he is definitely one of the best players out there right now. Definite guy to go to if you need a home run or a RBI or just a base hit RBI. He's there for anything you need. Very good on defense as well. But the one problem I think he has is his supporting cast. The pitching hasn't been well there, but they have guys like Gary Sheffield, Derek Jeter, Jorge Posada, Jason Giambi, Bernie Williams. I mean, they have a killer lineup. I mean, they have an all-star team. Any one of those guys could be on the all-stars. If their pitching had been up to par with Randy Johnson and all those guys, it would have been awesome. But the American League MVP just has to go to Guerrero. He won it last year because of his contributions to his team's success in making to the playoffs. He's doing the same thing this year. I just think he's the definite choice. If not for him, the Angels wouldn't even be in a spot to win. Well, I'm running out of time here. So I think I'll wrap it up. So my National League Cy Young will go to Chris Carpenter. The American League Cy Young will go to John Garland. The National League MVP will go to the center fielder Andrew Jones. And the American League MVP will go to Vladimir Guerrero. If you have any disagreements, any comments, please leave them. Feel add your own comments. Add your own predictions if you would like. All right. Thanks for listening. Dark Helmet out.